I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran has rejected United Nations sanctions over its refusal to suspend its atomic program. It also says that it will limit its cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog in retaliation for new financial and arms sanctions. Over the growing tensions, Sat7's David Harder says the message of hope broadcast via Sat7 PARS is crucial.
It's in this time when the churches within Iran can be reaching out, encouraging people, shining God's light and love, and it's when broadcasting, like Sat7 PARS, can reach in and touch the lives directly of people who are searching for answers, who are searching for a new tomorrow.
Meanwhile, it began in Japan in 1967 as the Language Institute for Evangelism. It later became Life Ministries. Now, it's known as Asian Access. Today, Asian Access is celebrating 40 years of ministry. Speaking from Malaysia, the president of Asian Access, Doug Birdsall, says ministry growth has been phenomenal. Birdsall says while they've seen incredible growth, it's been wide and not very deep. While Asian Access works in 20 countries, their leadership training is limited.
Currently, we're established in 8 of those countries. And in the coming 6 years, we plan to establish 2 programs a year in each of the following 12 countries.
And World Vision has completed its tsunami operations in India's Andhra Pradesh state. More than 1,400 tsunami-affected families have moved into their new homes. World Vision teams handed over 10 multi-purpose shelters and 5 preschools. World Vision has also provided livelihood recovery projects. The team saw this effort as an opportunity to put their Christian faith into action. Pray that the seeds of the love of Christ take root. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God, Stories of Little Superstars in the Bible That Had a Big Impact in Their World. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.